October is the fright month, but it was anything but scary for the Victoria Royals. Far from it. The Royals had the best record in the Western Hockey League in October at 7-2-1, besting the Prince George Cougars, 7-3, and Moose Jaw Warriors and Wenatchee Wild, both 7-4. It was the leading winning percentage in franchise history in October at .750, including the 5 seasons in Chilliwack as the Bruins, and eclipsed the .682 October winning percentage of the 2014-15 Royals club. Don't look now, but perhaps the Royals have finally arrived, after missing the playoffs the last 2 seasons and placing last in the league the year before that in the bubble. The season, however, is more than 1 month. Victoria, 7-6-1, looks to keep rolling in November with games Friday night in Kelowna against Washington Capitals NHL prospect Andrew Kristall and the Rockets, 7-6-1, and Saturday with a first-ever visit to Wenatchee to play the Wild, 8-6-1, which were the former Winnipeg Ice and relocated over the summer to Washington State. "We're really focusing on what elements of our process drove those, October, results," said Royals head coach Dan Price. That included establishing forecheck, improved discipline and strong third periods. "Usually in October you begin to settle in and find out what you're about. So you always look closely at that month. But October is over and the masks and costumes are packed away and pumpkins are rotting. We are resetting mentally at 0-0 in November," said Price. Fourth-year Victoria forward Tanner Scott has suffered through the lean seasons to emerge as the team's leading point scorer in 2023-24 with 18 points, including 5 goals. "The energy is great and everyone's clicking. In previous years we've always had tight groups and stuff, but there's a different feeling when it's all clicking together on the ice, too," said Scott. "It was hard trying to stay positive every day, in previous seasons, since there were tough starts. But this year is different, for sure. It was another bumpy start at 0-4, but this year provided an October surprise with Scott a big part of that. The 5'9 left winger from Sherwood Park, Alta, was always fast but has added a physical element to his game by working in the gym over the summer. I definitely spent more time in the weight room," said Scott. "A big factor in my game is speed, but I focused on other things in the summer. I feel more comfortable with the puck now because I know I'm not going to get bullied around out there and I feel bigger and stronger this year." The Royals will return home Tuesday night to face hometown Victoria product Ollie Josephson, rated for the second round of the 2024 NHL Draft, and his Red Deer Rebels. CDH Ean saw at TimesColonist.com.